Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents The Long Road Home by Danielle Steele. A clock ticked loudly in the hall as Gabriella Harrison stood silently in the utter darkness of the closet. It was filled with winter coats, and they scratched her face as she pressed her thin 6-year-old frame as far back as she could deep among them. She stumbled over a pair of her mother's winter boots as she moved farther back into the closet. She knew that here no one would find her. She had hidden here before. It had always been a good hiding place for her, a place they never thought to look, especially now in the heat of a New York summer. It was stifling where she stood, her eyes wide in the darkness, waiting, barely daring to breathe as she heard muffled footsteps approaching from the distance. The sharp clicking of her mother's heels clattered past like an express train roaring through town. She could almost feel the air whoosh past her face with relief in the crowded closet. She let herself breathe again, just once, and then held her breath, as though even the sound of it would draw her mother's attention. Even at 6, she knew that her mother had supernatural powers. She could find her anywhere, almost as though she could detect her scent, the pull of mother to child, inevitable, unavoidable, her mother's deep, inky brown eyes, all-seeing, all-knowing. Gabriella knew that no matter where she hid, eventually her mother would find her, but she hid anyway, had to try at least to escape her. Gabriella was small for her age, undersized, underweight, and she had an elfin quality about her, with huge blue eyes and soft blonde curls. People who scarcely knew her said that she looked like a little angel. She looked startled much of the time, like an angel who had fallen to earth and had not known what to expect here. None of what she had encountered in her 6 brief years was what they could have.